we've always had.
Oh, right.
Sunday, January 28th, 2018.
Well, it's just the sound effects.
Yeah.
Wingate Manor Mobile Home Community.
Which one is that? Never mind.
The backyards.
Oh, that's coming next. I'll give him a quiet first, and then it'll blow his ears off.
Proposed toxic waste injection wells.
You got to send this to me. Can you send this to me?
I have a lot of stuff. Now that, I'm going to take a few more of your seconds. And this is the one that actually caused... You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ear problems for
mm-hmm.
hours. I was only out there 1:24.
January 26, 2018, Brookfield, Ohio. The injection well preparation. Wingate Manor Mobile Home Community Site.
Yeah. Is that the grinder that I'm hearing? Are they grinding trees right now?
Yeah. Well, they're clearing. I don't know what you call that.
Brush hogging?
What's up that in
called?
Here?
No. What's that called? Brush hogging?
No, that's it's got big rolls under it. But they're kind of packing the ground with it.
Huh. Oh, interesting.
Hear that noise? Oh my God.
I feel my
hair.
Yeah, that's. How long was this? How long did this sound last?
About a week.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
doing that every day for a week?
Oh, they're here every day doing this stuff. That's what, you know.
Oh, my God.
Me living here. He does all this technical stuff, but I know the real living stuff because I live here. And here's. You want to hear that one? There it is.
That's the
these are our sights and sounds to our birds.
Yeah.
That's what we've gone from to. It's horrible.
And you were used to hunt these woods.
Yeah, I hunted that property.
So
I got quite a few deer out of that property.
This is why
me
people
my two
are.
Boys. Last year, I was up there putting her every day during gun season.
Yeah.
I saw one little doe.
Whoops.
For 2 weeks. They've chased them all out.
Oh.
Now, the other day...
You get any turkey or anything like that? Or?
I was just going to say, yesterday, Sunday morning, I was setting up a computer... I was talking to Jane on the phone about... for the afternoon. Because I had
yeah.
that other
uh-huh.
commitment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I counted... I bet there was 40 or 50 turkeys right beside my house, but they were headed that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
The
wife was watching television, yeah. so I... went and got her. I said, look outside. Look right outside the window.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was beautiful.
Just and that was your sight line. That was what you're used to seeing.
Yeah. We're used to seeing
wildlife.
Deer, turkey.
You know what is sad, though?
What?
Recently, we did see a deer. I don't know if there's any left. But one on this side of the tree line.
Yeah.
You know when a dog's lost, you know.
Yeah.
You can tell by their, like, to see a deer.
Lost.
Just standing there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. That breaks
is.
Your heart.
It breaks well, this, your heart.
This is the month they dropped their young.
Right.
Oh. April.
Right.
Yeah.
And the other night, Swartz has called me about midnight. Nancy said, go outside. To hear that noise.
Mm.
What it was a mother deer in labor.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
It was right up between.
I've never heard that sound before. I wonder why.
Well, when I was building a house one night, I was over there by myself.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there thinking, what did I get into here, you know? And I heard that, well, it sounded like a baby crying.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I walked up behind the house and into this thicket. I could hear it coming out of this thicket.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, and here was a deer down. I thought she maybe got hit down on 7. So
yeah.
I was going back down the house to get the gun, put her out of her misery.
Yeah.
I went back up. She had already had one little fawn, and she was delivering the second one.
Unbelievable.
She had twins. And my wife and I watched them all summer.
Oh.
Go right up beside our side lot. Go right back to that same thicket. That's where she was bedding them down. Because she knew she was safe.
And those are the kinds of...
They've disturbed all of them. They've disturbed everything.
But that's gone. That's gone now for us.
They've disturbed everything from the atmosphere to below ground by the time it's over. Everything in between. Wildlife's going to be changed. Our lives are going to be changed. Our community's going to be changed. There's going to be people leaving. Our little community is going to get tinier. And these big business people are going to suffer because there aren't going to be here, be people here.
Right, because this isn't going to generate any jobs.
No.
This is going to affect our whole community.
Forever.
For their money income, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because right. If this goes in, they already want me to organize something. Property owners, let's go to Warren, to the tax bureau, and get our assessment down and get our dang taxes lowered.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, based on this development.
Yes.
Yeah, because
yeah.
There's a home. Maybe I told you about Christian and her husband divorced. Brand new home, about 4 years old, just down the road from me.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate put it up on market. And there was a couple came and was interested in it until they found out about this.
How did they find out about this? Because what I found in my, I was just, again, down in Medina.
Right there, probably, or newspaper.
So they looked in the newspaper then.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, they told Christian, if you lower your value by $30,000, we might consider buying this. $30,000 is quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
You know? Then we had a real estate guy at up there yesterday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Remember him saying, well, how much are we going to lose?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He said, I don't care if you own a mobile home. A mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
Your mobile home is not going to be worth nothing. Next to that, he's telling me.
Who was he telling this to?
Huh?
Who was the realtor telling this to? You
all
two?
All of us. Kucinich at our gathering up there with Kucinich.
Yeah. What was the name of the realtor?
Huh?
Do you remember the name?
No, I don't remember.
He was from Cleveland, Ohio.
Because Michelle mentioned a realtor who was very upset about the injection well where she lives.
Yeah.
Because he can't get rid of his homes.
Yeah.
He was. I think he was with Howard Hanna out of Cortland.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure.
You know, one of the other fears that we have, and I know people have because they've mentioned it, but it's not something that you really want to put out there in public.
What?
Is the fact that here within the mobile home community, now this guy, he's a new owner. He's only had it a little over a year. That they can do so much damage. Well, already, there's so many homes in here for sale. They can do so much damage and cause him so much loss. This is a frightening thought. That so many people will be leaving here. He's losing so much money. He thinks he has to sell. Nobody wants to buy it. The fact that they would buy it and continue putting more out here, that is, these are things that people right here are thinking. Now, you've got 242 home sites in here. You have 400 plus people that live in here.
Wow.
That's a lot of places for people to have to go.
You know when he found out about these? The day I found out. Because I came here.
Oh, really?
And I talked to the previous owner, Chuck Matthews. She knows who it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been here 30 years.
You know what's going on down there? He says, I don't know.
This is the new owner that bought it from...
The previous owner.
So who you're talking about talking to was the old owner?
The other owner, the Chuck, one that owned it, Chuck Matthews.
Okay.
He owned a home right down from the well site, the entrance site. He sold that first.
Right.
And then when I was talking, I said, you know what's going in down there? He said, I don't care. He said, I sold the park. It was finalized yesterday.
Mm.
That was like the day, I was here the day after.
And then you told him, and then did the guy that buy it, when did he find out?
I told him.
The guy that bought this park?
Yeah.
He didn't know ahead of time?
No, he didn't know about the wells.
He did not know.
No, he did not know what he told me.
He found out
there at your office. He told me that.
Right. And you believe that he didn't know that?
So you know what he said to me later? I asked him about using the clubhouse. He said, you use it anytime. You do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me for anything, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been using our clubhouse off and on for meetings and so forth.
Well, he's definitely against it. Well, yeah, he's got a business. This is the closest business to this thing. Mm-hmm. We are the closest homes, like 20 homes to this thing.
Right
out the entrance, there's one home and one home.
Mm-hmm.
But this is his business. This is the closest business to that nightmare. And he pays a lot of money.
You're going to end up with more problems than that.
Yeah.
For what they did on putting that where they put that down there by that cryptogram's down.